So, do I believe in the soul? In souls? In spirits? No, of course not. And yet, there's something undeniable. Each person has a something that they yearn after, I think is the best way to describe it. For example, I love the African bush. There's no doubt in my mind I'm an African. When I lie in my bed at night, on nights like tonight when it's raining softly outside, I smell the fresh air and my mind can only think of one thing: watching a sunset in the Kruger National Park. To hear the cicadas in the background, to smell the fresh grass, to, swat at the mosquitoes. I really can't think of anything better. For lack of a better word, soul yearns for the African bush. Ever since I was a baby, I've always been going up to the Kruger Park. My father, he used to have a business up, well, not business up there, he used to have a curiosity business. He used to sell playing cards and trays and postcards and other knickknacks. And he sold them to the Kruger Park. And about 2 to 3 times a year, he would drive up there to, deliver the next lot of stock. And if we were lucky enough, we'd go with him. And even when we didn't get a chance to go with him, at least once a year, there'd be a family holiday up into the Kruger Park. Fantastic memories. And it's always been like that. I've always seen the Kruger Park as a, I won't say a second home, no, that's the wrong word, as a place to refill myself, to refresh myself, to get back to my roots. Strange wording that, but yes, it's true. So get back to my roots, to get back to what I feel is right. So, simple. Do I have a soul? Probably not. But Africa speaks to me.